Agencies soon will have a minimum set of cyber standards for securing their iPhones, Androids, and Blackberries. That means you can use it on the agency network. The Chief Information Officers Council and the Homeland Security Department are receiving comments on that draft version. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with a sneak peek on what the mobile security standard will cover. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so mobile security, those are the words on every CIO's lips now for several years. What about these security standards? What do they do?
Well, there's two parts to the standard. The first part is a security architecture. And before everyone's eyes glaze over and people, you know, drive off the road when we talk about architecture, that's kind of the secondary piece to the bigger piece, which is the security baseline, which really is those set of standards. Now, Kevin Cox is the program manager for the Information Security Tools Tiger Team of the CIO Council.
And essentially what's being published is a narrative of how the baseline will work, a framework by which an agency can walk through understanding what their mission requirements are, working to balance out the economics against the capabilities, against the security, trying to find that sweet spot, then moving into the many risk areas, what we're calling tailored risks, looking at operations, finance, security, et cetera. And then from that framework, once the agency has worked through that, they then have a good sense of what their architecture will need to look like. So then they can go to the reference architecture and build out what that ultimate mobility architecture for their agency will be.
Now, people may be thinking, though, there's already so much security controls out there. Is this going to be another layer on top of that? But in fact, what Cox says is the working group has actually taken the NIST publication 853 security controls, which the revision 4 was just released earlier this week, and just carving out what those specific standards are for mobile computing and laying them on top of this security baseline. For instance, in NIST's latest publication, they added a section on mobility in the operational environment. There's also considerations around for access controls for specific mobile devices, and they're promoting the idea of tailoring the codes for specific environments, a fixed environment, meaning your typical network environment versus your mobile environment. Now, Cox says the CIO Council has been working on the secure baseline and the secure architecture for several months.
Two key events that we've held, one in December, one in March, held up in NIST, was a technical exchange meeting to really brief out what we were finding, brief out the direction, and again, receive agency feedback and input on that. And then we've also have the input from industry where as much as we can. The one key thing that we have looked to do is to align as much as possible with the existing security standards that they already need to meet. That's why it was key that we aligned everything with 853 and aligning with the recent release this week of Rev 4. So that it was not a new set of requirements coming down, but simply a scaled-down overlay of what you need to focus on specifically for mobility.
So the CIO Council, the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security and NIST are all working on this document together. They expect, once agency CIOs have a chance to review it over the next few weeks, to release a final draft or a final publication around May 23rd, which I'm sure it's on everyone's calendar, is the one-year anniversary of the Digital Government Strategy.
I wouldn't miss the digital government strategy. Actually, I refer to it quite often.
We're hoping there's cake from Steve Van Roekel. I keep pushing for cake.
Yeah, all right. Well, so this lack of standard is not stopping agencies from piloting and using smartphones. You can't go to a conference without seeing them whip them all out. So how is this going to help in the long term, Jason?
I think you're absolutely right. Every CIO I speak with, every CIO that we have on the programs talks about mobile computing in one way or another. But having this security baseline and architecture in place actually is going to provide several benefits both in the short and the long term. Simone Zickman is the Commerce Department's CIO. While he hasn't seen the latest draft document, he says the obvious advantage is how standards will just improve security.
But there are other advantages as well. First, you have some organizations that don't have the level of depth in skill sets and maturity in the mobility area to really do it well themselves. So it also saves them effort of having to struggle to develop that kind of a baseline for their own use if there's already one that exists. The other benefit is it helps create some type of standardization so that there's some common standards that provide at least some minimum waterline that everybody has to reach.
Now, Zuckerman says the baseline and architecture also is going to help vendors because they will know where to start when they develop mobile apps and software from a security standpoint. He actually compares this security baseline and architecture to, if you remember, the Federal Desktop Core Configuration Standards, OMB, released in 2008. That, at the time, helped usher in a more secure, more simple idea of implementing a desktop operating system that has a minimum set of standards. Now, DoD's Brian Teeple, who's the principal director for the deputy CIO, says products that meet the security baseline actually could be vetted once and used by everyone. Kind of that use once, you know, do once, use many times theory, and it also cut down on time and costs. Now, DoD, as we all know, has been a leader in mobile devices, and just yesterday issued new security requirements for Google's Android and BlackBerry 10 operating systems for use on the military networks. That's actually a huge deal, and I know our colleague Jared Serbu has that story on federalnewsradio.com as well. Now, this also, DoD also will release a contract soon for mobile device management, and there's a lot of people looking at that as well, because that's the next step in their process. And DoD also is exploring a third iteration of what they call a classified phone. This one will add new features to one they've already kind of developed using the Droid Razr Max from Motorola as kind of their base. So there's a ton going on, and security is all going to be kind of built around what's already happening.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So is security still top of mind when it comes to mobile computing?
Well, Tech America and Grant Thornton released their 23rd annual CIO survey just yesterday, and the top three priorities was dealing with budget reductions, workforce training and hiring, and, of course, cybersecurity. It's funny, GSA's Dave McClure says he had quoted a little Led Zeppelin yesterday morning, "The song remains the same." So those of us who caught that, I guess, appreciated that a little bit. But the point is that these priorities have been the same for years, and cyber is, of course, always at the top. Now, George Delpreet is a principal with Grant Thornton, and he oversaw the survey development. Delpreet says the big challenge for CIOs that they talked about in the survey is how to figure out really the security piece to the mobile devices.
There are a lot fewer controls on mobile devices than there are within a network, and that's creating great opportunities for cyber terrorists, and CIOs are still working to try and navigate through that. Mobility could be a great service opportunity. You know, we talk about X as a service. What about mobility as a service? There were some neat ideas that came out on that topic. And then coming up with some good ideas around data sharing and retention policies. How does that work within different organizations? What should they look like? Those standards are all over and creating some challenges.
Now, Delpreet says there's a growing acceptance of your bring-your-own-device policy. Almost 48% of the CIOs who responded said they have such a policy. But CIOs also need help and a better approach in actually overseeing mobile apps, how they're developed and how they're used within the agency. Delpreet adds that CIOs also see great promise in the use of identity management with their mobile device as a way to improve security. Now, by and large, security is just, you know, one of several challenges CIOs face. Darren Ash is the CIO of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He says the NRC recently implemented a BYOD policy, and about 10% of the workforce has voluntarily come under that policy. They also are piloting mobile devices for construction inspectors.
What we want to focus on, what we have to focus on, really is around these concepts of working from anywhere, but really fundamentally is information. And so when we think about application modernization, app design, everything about how our employees work and interact, we have to design around the information layer. Because we know as we modernize, if we have to remodernize, if we have to redo something in a couple of years, I'd rather have dealt with the information first and foremost, and we can deal with the presentation layer later. We also recognize that the employees' expectations, they want it something intuitive, easy to use, and it's effective.
Ash adds that NRC hasn't gone down the path yet of developing mobile apps specifically. They've really focused on the capabilities and tools for the inspectors on the mobile device, such as, you know, recording data at a site and then making sure it can be sent back to the server. But NRC will begin the app development process in the coming months, focused on what specific apps or software can really help the inspectors and others at NRC really do their job better versus the next whiz-bang type of app. Now, DoD's Teeple says the application rationalization that you heard NRC's Ash talk about is also a major priority across the military. He says DoD is actually virtualizing a lot of their applications first, and with that virtualization, they're saying, okay, which ones are duplicative, which ones can we get rid of, and then once DoD kind of takes the number of software applications that they're supporting down, they'll move those to the cloud. So I think those are just some of the things that kind of popped up yesterday at the Tech America CIO Survey Conference. The survey itself, which we do have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, had several other interesting highlights. Let me just name two real quick, and people can obviously read the survey on their own. But the CIOs say that OMB's 25-point plan is kind of past its prime. They're saying that things like cloud and data center consolidation obviously will live on and will have a great effect on the government. But the plan did what it was supposed to do, but now really the focus is on other things. The other piece that stood out to me was OMB had released a memo back in the fall to give CIOs more authority. Well, the CIOs, here we are about 6 or 7 months later, says that memo has not had a huge impact.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Jason, thanks so much for this story.